then I get my big pen and try to catch him.
Did you ever catch him?
Yeah.
What happens when you catch him?
I get that big pen and catch him and
he doesn't hurt you anymore.
Do you hit him with the big pen? You do?
He had trouble
sitting there. No, Ross doesn't hit. Actually, it's not true. Ross doesn't hit Mark.
He doesn't?
No, Ross almost never hits Mark anymore.
That's the big problem. Mark comes at Ross, and Ross
is so good.
Will not attack.
Because Ross is a pacifist, basically.
He won't hurt Mark, so he runs in fear because he can't fight back.
Right.
And then I catch Marky.
Right. Right.
Brian
told him
to fight back.
Yes. Ross said, I'm going to throw up if too many raisins get in my mouth.
Unbelievable.
Ross said, I can't see his raisins because they're hiding. If you threw up, could I see them?
That's really good.
Do you want to throw up? Okay, good. Throw it. Do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do it. Make him come out.
I don't think the subconscious has to remain
shut. Talk to you silly like that.
I think some people believe that it has to.
Why not?
It will always be buried.
Because it tastes good inside your stomach, I bet.
There's things working down there.
Do you like them inside your stomach?
You don't like to throw up, that's good. Mary asked, what happened to that spaceman? Ross had seen Godzilla and the spaceman or something. And Ross said, he got hurt by those monsters. He got killed by those monsters, sorry. That's right.
And that spaceman punched those monsters.
He punched them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
The spaceman had that good monster and he went with that good monster.
Where'd they go?
With that good monster. And that spaceman went with that monster.
Yeah.
At his home. Uh-huh. And
He took him home?
Yeah.
Oh, back to his house?
Yeah.
Where did he live, Ross?
He lived with white to those people.
Mm-hmm.
On that movie.
To what people, Ross?
To I don't know that movie I watched.
You don't know the name of it?
No.
Do you know the name of the good monster?
I don't know. The name of the movie I watched.
The movie you watched? You don't know the name of the movie you watched?
No, will you tell me?
It was called Godzilla.
Yeah.
Versus the spaceman.
Yeah, Godzilla got.
Against the spaceman.
The Godzilla got out and those monsters went roar.
No, who was the monster? What was the name? The monster's name was Godzilla. Godzilla is the one that looks like a big frog, like a big lizard.
Yeah.
That guy's name is Godzilla.
Yeah.
Okay. And the space guy, he has another name.
Yeah.
We'll go find his name, okay?
Okay.
You wanna go find his name?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go downstairs and we'll find it. Ross said, why you got your head rain? That's not rain, that was snow. And now it's water. Touch it, you couldn't touch it? Is it wet?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go down and find out. What are we going downstairs for?
Because the spaceman has another name.
Has another name?
Yeah.
And why are we going downstairs?
Because we are.
Because we want to find his name?
Yeah.
Okay, come on, hurry up.
Okay. Ross's doll.
Yes.
Have you told him that the doll doesn't have a pee-pee yet?
No.
Okay. Ross asked Linda Jacobs why his doll didn't have a pee-pee. And Linda said, well, he didn't have fingers either. So I guess this was this morning sometime. And now he has been playing with the soldier on his stocking, and he said, wagging the arm of the soldier, why doesn't this soldier have a peepee? And I said, how do you know he doesn't have a peepee? Because after all, the soldier does have pants on. And Ross pointed to the hand on the soldier and said, the soldier doesn't have fingers.
That was the reason why he doesn't have peepee. In other words, it's a reversible operation. If you don't have one, you don't have the other either. I said that the needles are sharp, and Ross said they're shark, with a K on the end. And but how do you say it, Ross?
Shark.
Shark? No, sharp. With your lips. Say it with your lips.
Shark.
No, look at my lips. Sharp.
Shark.
No, do pa 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 pa.
Shark.
Can you, Ross, can you say poo poo? Say poo poo. Ross, do you know how to say cuckoo? No, that's not how to say it. You don't know how to talk, right?
You're eating bologna. You're full of bologna. Mm-hmm.
But you're cute. You're both cute. Even if you do eat a lot of bologna.
Hey, Ross, does your teacher ever tell you you're full of bologna?
No.
She does say no way, Jose, though.
No way, Jose.
That's one thing I'll be glad about him. She said,
you know why she said, no way, Jose, because he said no cookies on seconds.
No seconds on cookies?
No seconds on cookies, right. Did she say that? And then when you asked her for seconds, and what did she say?
No.
And what else did she say?
Cuckoo.
No, she said, no way, Jose. So you didn't get any cookies, huh?
No.
That's too bad. That's too bad.
You got first.
Did you get first on cookies?
No.
Nope.
Did I ever turn that stupid thing off?
Yeah, you did. Do you know what sharks are?
What?
Sharks are those big things that swim in the water. Jaws. They have big jaws.
I think they're bigger fish.
And they bite you. They're big fish.
Ow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ow. Why do they do?
They eat people.
Yeah. When they're hungry.
Yeah,
that's
they'll
what they
eat you
for
if you
supper.
Right, they eat people.
Lunch.
Yeah.
And
with their big mouths. And they're pretty mean. They're pretty mean.
And they eat little pigs.
Little pigs.
Yeah.
You mean they go huff and I puff and I'll blow your house down?
No.
What do they do?
They just eat them with their shark.
With their shark teeth?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are their teeth real sharp?
Are the shark's teeth sharp?
Yeah.
And they do they have cavities?
No.
How come?
Why not? Because they go, yeah.
Yeah? Why do they not have cavities?
Because they brush their teeth.
They brush their teeth, right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. I knew you were going to say that, Ross.
Well, that's right. That's right. If you brush your teeth, you don't get cavities. So
what does the shark... I would have answered exactly the same way.
So what does the shark do? He takes a little toothbrush.
Yeah.
And what does he do?
He takes
big teeth. He has these big, nasty teeth.
He takes a big toothbrush.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what he does? He gets an octopus to do it for him.
Well, the little baby shark has to do it for him. Yeah.
Little baby shark can't eat anybody. Because they don't have any sharp teeth.
They don't have sharp teeth now.
I asked where the shoelaces.
I bought, and I said, you don't want to have them. Oh, they're ones on your shoes. And you said, I don't mean those. I mean, and which ones do you
mean? I mean the ones I bought at the store.
Mm-hmm. Ross was listening to Weihei and Upsu Rises. Put him in the longboat until he's sober, and he thought he said soldier. And I thought that Ross said shoulder, so he said soldier, that's a bad word. A soldier, that's bad. And I touched my shoulder, and Ross said, no, man shoulder, man soldier. And he pointed to the soldier over on the wall.
Because those soldiers are not real.
No, they're not real. And they're probably bad because they've got guns. You know.
That's the big one, and then this is the little one.
This is the first really good left dislocation I heard from Ross. He said, that mean Godzilla on TV, I watched it. This is a left dislocation, not just out of subject position. But anyway, wasn't that good, Ross?
Yeah.
Tell me more about that mean Godzilla.
And the Starman, mm-hmm. and the Spaceman, and punch those monsters,
uh-huh.
and along came a good monster,
mm-hmm.
and the good monster said, "Holy, I'm the good Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Could you come with me at your home with those good monsters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they made it close the bridge.
Mm-hmm. You closed the bridge? Uh-huh. And then what happened?
They locked that mean old top.
Mm-hmm.
And they went back to those gods, and they went back to those good Godzillas,
mm-hmm.
at his house, and they lived happily after again.
Happily after again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Happily ever after. And Ross? Good. No, don't trust that one, because that will hold up. Okay, now, Ross?
Yeah.
What is Godzilla? What does he look like?
He looks like blue.
He looks blue?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what does he talk? Does he talk English?
He talks foreign.
Hi, I'm Godzilla? Is that what he says?
He said, "Oh, I'm Godzilla, and the monster Godzilla, mm-hmm. and I'm a good monster." Yeah.
I see. I'm pretty smart. Now, I got... What else do you want to talk about? What did Ross wanted to put on some shorts, and he called them shorts. It was instead of an S on the end, it's a CH. What is
shorts.
It? Shorts? How about shorts?
Shorts.
Shorts? Say it again.
Shorts.
Say it again.
Thorts.
Thorts? Okay, you're messing it all up. Okay. Ross saw, I saw that monster on TV. He saw he has a little blue monster, and I said, yeah, that's Godzilla, right?
Yeah.
And now why do you have to be careful?
Because he will bite you, and he will punch you.
Uh-huh. He said if you put your finger in there, he will bite you, and if you put your finger in there, he'll punch you. And you have to be, and then Ross said you have to be careful with him, because he has sharp teeth.
Because he could go,
roar! Mm-hmm. Good.
This Godzilla monster could go roar.
Right. Would he do it to Mark?
No, because
he'd kiss Mark?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he does.
Why?
Because he bites big brothers.
I see. Okay, let's take the boy. And what is the picture of my cousin Celia? In other words, I'd like to see the picture of my cousin Celia. He could have said, where is the picture of my cousin Celia? But I think what he meant is there a picture of my cousin Celia? And which one is it? Also, he was out in the car, and he wanted to come inside to get a bottle. And he said, if I could get my boots on, I could go inside. So this is, he was just sort of muttering to himself. That was his plan. If I could get my boots on, I could go inside. He had to get his boots on before he could get outside of the car and walk in. So I can get his bottle. Oh, by the way, today is March 29th. Ross said, I didn't know where you are. In other words, what he meant is, I didn't know where you were. He was looking for me in another room. Okay, very good, Ross. You got out? You got down from the bed?
I got out.
You got out of the from under the cover, right?
Yeah.
Good. You to help me. This is a.
I'll help you.
Usually says I need help.
I need my daddy.
This is a nice embedded construction.
I need my daddy to help me.
Oh, that was a nice one too, except you yelled it too loud. It was a nice sentence
Groovy,
form.
Groovy, I just love that.
It was a nice sentence form though, Russ. Do you know what happened to Mommy? She dumped her beads and her chair falled and she had an accident. Is that right, Ross? What happened?
Turn on the light.
Turn on the light? Okay, it's on the light. Now, what happened to you? What happened right there?
Turn that on.
What happened? It's on. It's on. It's ready to go. Now, what happened? What happened right here? What happened?
Turn the speaker on.
No, it's not ready to go. You have to talk to it first, Ross.
Now
tell me what happened to your arm. What happened right here?
I fell out of my little superhero and I fell and slammed up my helmet and I looked at that tire was the boy who was special.
What was it? What was the boy? Take the gum out of your mouth. Let me take the gum. And then you talk. Okay, what happened to you?
I broke my helmet. I was an American superhero. I broke my helmet.
With Mohammed, yeah.
Yeah, and I was an American superhero.
Uh-huh.
So was my helmet.
Uh-huh.
And I went with my helmet and we fly together.
You went with Mohammed and you flew
and
together.
And we fell. Mm-hmm. And we fell in sandbox.
Uh-huh.
That was good sandbox.
Uh-huh.
And then we went out and scratched ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
And then I cried and I said to Miss Mary, I got an owie.
How do you know you have an owie, Ross?
Right here.
How do you know?
Because I got Millennium Falcon owie.
Your Millennium Falcon owie? Oh, poor baby. Would you like a kiss on your owie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that better now?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to get better?
Yeah.
Okay, so we turn to take it.
Will you give me my bad toe?
Is your bad toe feeling better?
Yeah.
It looks black, but it feels okay, doesn't it?
Yeah, you could touch it.
You can touch
it. But Marky kind of stepped on it.
No, not like Marky stepped on it. Remember how Marky hurt it?
Hmm?
Marky hurt you, didn't he?
Yeah.
How did he do it?
Bang.
With a pot lid, right?
Yeah.
A lid from a pot.
Yeah.
Okay. Good, Ross. That was very nice. Now, Daddy's going to go back and look at that thing again, okay?
I made two.
Okay, come on. Marky's eating dinner. Would you like to eat dinner?
Mm-mm.
Sure? You don't want any dinner?
Mm-mm.
How come?
Because.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll turn this off.
Hey, why did I get it? Why did I get it?
Why did you get gum? Because I bought it for you, right?
Yeah.
Did you like the gum?
Mm-hmm.
Now just put it in your mouth and chew it.
Mm-mm. Okay. Why did you get Star Trooper gum?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get Star Trooper gum?
Okay.
Why did you get Star Trooper gum? Just berry gum.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you okay?
Huh?
Okay. I said Ross said Marky had to put on his bedtime clothes, and Ross said, not me. Right?
Yeah.
How come?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why can't you wear your clothes? Yeah.
Okay.
What did you do? Remember when Mommy got mad at Daddy? What did you do?
I said, I don't want to turn it like that.